Okay, good. So this hypnosis session is called Embodying Your Ideal Self. Your ideal self that is in touch with your wise mind, aware of your rational mind and your emotional mind. The ideal self. So when you're ready, just make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms and find a comfortable position for your arms, your shoulders, your hands, and your legs. Allow your head to settle down into a comfortable position. Just take a few minutes to really focus on your breath. And throughout this hypnosis session, you can allow yourself to forget about any sounds you may hear around you. And instead, you can use the awareness of those sounds to bring your attention back to your breath, back to the growing sensations of relaxation in your body, back to the sounds of my words. And as you let things unfold as they may for you today, doing this hypnosis exercise, you allow yourself to enjoy the maximal benefits of this experience. Just letting go of the need to force it to be a certain way, to control it, to analyze it, to evaluate, and just allowing yourself and your mind to shift in to just letting yourself experience whatever you experience. And by letting yourself experience whatever unfolds for you during this exercise, you'll get the most out of this exercise. So now with your eyes open, I'd like you to stare straight upwards as if you're looking straight through your eyebrows. So not moving your head at all, but just staring straight upwards. And as you stare upwards, continuing to look upwards through your eyebrows, through to the top of your head, you'll gradually start noticing a slight strain in the eye muscles. Good. Now take a very deep breath in and hold it as you continue to look upwards. Now allow your eyelids to flutter closed as you continue to hold your breath and continue looking upwards underneath your closed lids. Holding your breath, continuing to stare upwards. Good. Now slowly, very slowly, let your breath all the way out and allow your eyes to relax to a comfortable position. Just letting that breath all the way out. And with every long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in nice and deep and slow, whether you breathe in through the nose, in through the mouth, just allow your focus to grow more intensely on the breath as it moves in. If you're breathing in through the nose, focus all your attention on the movement of the air at the tip of the nose, just inside the nasal passage. If you're breathing in through your mouth, focus all your attention on the movement of the air as it passes over your lips. Breathing in slowly, deeply, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And then as you exhale, really notice that breath leaving the body, allowing your whole body to sink down more and more relaxed. And with every exhalation, just allow your entire body to float right down through the chair, to settle more comfortably into the furniture wherever you lay. But just allowing your whole body to relax more and more. With every exhalation, you're releasing tension and tightness. With every exhalation, any remaining tension and tightness in your body just drifts downwards into the furniture, as you sink more comfortably into the furniture, as if you're lying on a bed of pillows, sinking more comfortably with every exhalation. And with every long, slow, deep breath in, really focusing on the movement of the air as you breathe in. And then every exhalation, just letting go, letting your whole body relax more and more comfortably. Just letting go of tension and tightness with every exhalation. And with every exhalation, your mind can begin to drift slowly off somewhere safe, to a safe, comfortable, happy place, an imaginary place that's of your making. It may be a real place you've been before, place you enjoyed, where you felt completely at safe, comfortable, and at peace, where you could have stayed for minutes upon minutes, hours upon hours, not a care in the world. So wherever your mind drifts off to, a place you've been before, an imaginary place, like drifting on a cloud, just allow your mind with every exhalation to drift off there more and more. And with every exhalation, your mind can drift deeply inwards, drifting off to this safe, comfortable, happy place. Drifting off deep, deep inside of yourself. And with every long, slow, deep breath, really focusing on the movement of the air as you breathe in comfortably, rhythmically into your body. And then every exhalation, just letting that breath go, letting your whole body relax more and more, just letting go more and more. And with every exhalation, you're allowing your mind to drift deeply inwards, drifting off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. Focusing on the breath can be so slow, so calm, so natural, so rhythmic. And it can help you drift off to this safe, comfortable, happy place. And as you focus on your breath, you don't need to change your breath in any sort of way. It may change all on its own as you grow more comfortably relaxed. All that's important is noticing the rhythmic flow, the natural flow of the breath in and out, as your mind drifts off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. Noticing more and more with every exhalation all the things you'll see in your safe, comfortable, happy place. All the things you'll feel. All the things you'll notice, hear, sense. Using as many of the senses as make sense to you, but just allowing your mind to drift off to imagine that safe, comfortable, happy place. Enjoying this wonderful, soothing, self-regulating process of just relaxing. And it's natural from time to time for the mind to wander, and it may. But as it does, when you notice, you can just gently bring it back to focusing on your breath and the movement of the air. Focusing on your body, growing more and more relaxed with every exhalation. And focusing on your mind, drifting off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. It can feel so wonderful to just let go. It's a mental and physical holiday for your body, for your brain. It's so wonderful to just let go. Enjoy the feeling of weightlessness, not a care in the world. Becoming still in mind and body, peaceful and serene. It's like a sensation of being delightfully bathed in an ocean of calm and comfort. Wave after wave, breath after breath, relaxation and calm growing more and more. And as you drift deeper and deeper into relaxation, deeper and deeper into hypnosis, you'll be able to hear my voice as I drift with you, noticing your breath, noticing the gentle rise and fall of the breath happens all by itself. Taking some full deep breaths from time to time as you focus all of your attention on your breath. My voice will go with you as you relax more and more. And when you're ready, in your way, you can start counting backwards now from 300. You may count down one digit at a time, or two, or three, whatever feels right to you, but counting downwards from 300. Perhaps the next digit is 299, 298. 297. Continuing to count downwards with every rhythmic, calm, easy breath as your mind drifts off to that safe, comfortable place. Enjoying all the wonderful sensations of this safe, comfortable, happy place as you notice your breath rhythmically, naturally, relaxing you more and more. Counting backwards only as fast as what feels right to you as you relax deeper and deeper into hypnosis. And as you relax more and more, you'll begin to notice growing sensations of relaxation in your body. Whatever you notice, just allow yourself to be curious and surprised for what you experience. At some point in time, you may notice the little muscles at the corners of your eyes relaxing more and more. The muscles around the eyes smoothing out, the forehead growing more comfortably relaxed, as if there's a calm, soothing, warm or cool face cloth placed on your forehead, over your eyes. Little muscles at the sides of your eyes relaxing, smoothing out. You may notice more the little muscles at the corners of your mouth relaxing more and more. You may notice all the muscles in your cheeks relaxing gradually, your whole face feeling more and more relaxed. Or in a curious way, everyone has different experiences. You may notice more and more relaxation in your hands, a numbness, tingling, lightness, heaviness in your hands, the very tips of your fingers, your arms. Or you may notice it more in your feet, the very tips of the toes, a numbness, tingling, heaviness or lightness in your legs. Whatever you notice, just allow yourself to be curious and surprised by the growing sensations of relaxation in your entire body. Not a care in the world. This is time for you to simply just enjoy a mental and physical holiday. And you may be wondering if anything is happening, if anything at all is happening, but knowing it doesn't really matter. All that matters is you're growing more and more relaxed, more and more comfortable with every breath. All that truly matters is you begin to enjoy the sensations of your safe, comfortable, happy place, drifting, not a care in the world. And as you continue to count downwards in your way, at your pace, you'll relax more and more. In addition to relaxing more and more, you'll enjoy the sensations of relaxation in your body as it grows for you, as you notice it for you with curiosity and surprise. And you needn't even think about it or focus on my voice, but you can let the awareness simply drift towards your own inner peace and stillness, letting the focus sink deeper and deeper towards your own inner stillness, your peace. And you may notice noticing words, and you can notice body, you can notice your body relaxing, you can notice curious awarenesses of relaxation in your body. You can notice your mind relaxing more and more in different ways. And as your mind relaxes more and more, it becomes more aware, more sensitive to the suggestions that I may give you to help you become more aware of your wise mind, your emotional mind, and your rational mind, the three very important parts of you. You'll become more aware of the suggestions to help you befriend the many different parts of yourself, so each and every day you can become more aware, more evaluative of your experience, of what you need, of what you want, more evaluative of what's in your best interest and finding ways to navigate that so that you can feel more confident, calm, better able to hold what's in your best interest in mind, better able to assert yourself, get the things you need, always respectful of others, but no longer deferring to them to take care of you. You know you can take care of yourself. You can get your needs met. You can critically evaluate in that moment what's in your best interest. So noticing how the breath just carries on all by itself, and you can relax your mind and relax your body, and you can take the suggestions from this self-hypnosis experience that are most important and most meaningful to you, and you'll be able to disregard the rest. And noticing how your body just enjoys the deepening relaxation all on its own. And you can watch your mind drift off to this safe, comfortable, happy place. Calm, peaceful, quiet. And your experience, your understanding, can simply detach and slow down. Every exhalation allows you to notice more and more growing sensations of relaxation in the many different parts of your body. And in a moment, I'm going to slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 very deep breaths, one at a time. And as you let each breath out, I want you to simply notice how you sink down into a much more deeply relaxed hypnotic state. So 1, when you're ready, take a deep breath in. Good. And when you let that breath go, just let yourself sink down deeper and deeper, relax. Okay, letting it go. Letting yourself relax more and more, drifting off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. Not a care in the world. And 2, another deep, deep breath in. And let that breath go. Let it go. Let your whole body sink down more comfortably relaxed. And 3, another deep, deep breath. Good, and let that breath go, sinking down deeper and deeper into comfort, deeper and deeper into relaxation, deeper and deeper into hypnosis, allowing you to enjoy the experience as it is for you today. And 4, another very deep breath. Good, and let it go. Just let go of everything but the comfort you feel throughout your entire body. Good, just letting go more and more. And 5, a very deep breath now. Good, and let that breath go, sinking down very deeply relaxed. And you'll notice every time you exhale, your mind drifts deeper and deeper now, and deeper into a quiet inner state where the thoughts slow down, as if you're not really thinking about much at all. And as you continue to relax, yes, relax deeper and deeper and enjoying more and more that quiet inner stillness of your own inner world, the stillness you experience now. In the stillness where all is quiet and you are safe and sound, you are at peace and you are okay. And I'd like you to memorize this feeling of being okay. This wonderful sensation of being okay that you've created with your mind. The power of the unconscious mind to create this sensation of being okay is a wonderful tool that you have now at your disposal to help you more feel more peace, more calm, better in touch with yourself. So I'd like you to memorize this feeling you have in your mind and your body of being okay, at peace, calm, still, confident, okay right now. So taking your thumb and your forefinger together with one of your hands to make an okay symbol, bring that thumb and the forefinger together, and as you feel them gently touch, you can memorize the feeling in your mind and your body of being okay in this moment. Maybe more than okay, more peaceful, more calm, more quiet than you felt in a long time. Memorize the wonderful, easy pace of a rhythmic breathing as you feel okay. Memorize the wonderful state of your mind as you feel okay. Enjoying this feeling that you've created with the power of your mind. More confident, more at peace, more calm. Memorizing this feeling of being okay and knowing you've created this with your mind. Using the power of the unconscious mind, you've created a wonderful feeling of being okay, at peace. You've created a wonderful feeling of serenity and calm in your mind and your body. Taking a few more moments to memorize this feeling. Enjoy this sensation. Good. And you can relax your finger, relax your hand, and go deeper and deeper into hypnosis, and my words will go with you as you go deeper and deeper with every breath. And in this calm and confident state where everything is okay, you are unwavering, unflappable. You are the wise Buddha. You're in touch with your thoughts, your awarenesses. And I'd like you to bring this image of you, calm and confident, able to assert yourself, get your needs met, navigate the many challenges in life, ask for what you need, setting boundaries, being critically evaluative, discerning, making decisions for yourself. See this wise self and allow this image to grow stronger, more powerful. The wise mind is a very important part of you. The wise mind is a mixture of the emotional mind and the rational mind. The emotional mind is the feeling part of us. The rational mind is the thinking, planning part of us. But the wise mind is a merger of the two. It's a combination of the two. The wise mind takes time to cultivate. The wise mind takes practice to grow. The wise mind is the knowing, experiential part of you that can use both reason, fact, knowledge, and planning, and emerge that with emotion. The wise mind is the all-seeing, all-knowing part of you. The wise mind needs to be paid attention to give it breath, to give it life. It's like a skill, like riding a bike. It takes effort and balance and steering. To bring the wise mind into the forefront. But the wise mind is a part of you. It can be difficult at times to find because sometimes it gets drowned out by the emotional parts of us. It can also get drowned out by the rational planning parts of ourselves. The real challenge in bringing the wise mind to the forefront is allowing ourselves to see and feel our feelings, questioning them, evaluating them, critically and analyzing them, without dismissing or validating. The wise mind also needs the rational mind, think and plan, problem solve and reason. But it's important to not give that part of our mind too much space either. The wise mind merges the two. It's not taken over by the emotional mind or the rational mind, but it can draw from both. The wise mind is a part of you, and it's a muscle that you can grow as you flex it more and more. You can get better at knowing the wise mind part of you. The wise mind is that part of you that can step back from a situation, see your feelings, see your thoughts, see other people's feelings, see other people's behaviors, and it can put it all together in the complex equation and help you navigate what fits for you, what you need to do. The wise mind allows you to get to the heart of the matter of what's important to you. It allows you to see things clearly as they meet your needs, values, beliefs, aspirations. The wise mind can see the whole picture, your needs, values, beliefs, thoughts, reactions, and others. The wise mind can see both the thoughts and the feelings and is able to balance it both. When we exercise the wise mind, we're able to observe. Observe the feelings, observe the thoughts, observe other people's behaviors, and observe other people's words. We observe, but we don't push away. We observe and we notice the things that we like. We also notice the things that we don't like. We notice it all. We're curious about ourselves and we're curious about others. We question it constantly, never jumping to conclusions, resisting the urge to see things in black and white. The wise mind can observe and let it evolve over time. Let it show itself over time. The wise mind can live in the gray of not knowing, allows the passage of time and experience to reveal itself, constantly observing, constantly taking notes of the things that are in keeping with what we want, like, believe, and the things that are not in keeping with the things we like, want to believe or need. The wise mind observes it all. Observing is a very important skill of the wise mind. Another important skill in the wise mind is to describe the things it sees and feels, put it into words through journaling, as it is, not as we interpret it to be. That's the trick. The wise mind can describe feelings, reactions, wants, needs. In fact, can describe others' behaviors, describe others' words. In fact, can describe it as it is, not as we'd like it to be. We can describe ourselves or others without judging it, without jumping to conclusions, assumptions. We can describe it as it is. in the complex tapestry of the human being. Ourselves and others are so complex, it takes time to reveal. But when we tap into the wise mind, we can observe ourselves, others, as we interact over time, as it becomes revealed, observing, describing the things as they evolve, letting it evolve as it is, not as we want it to be. So observing and describing are two very important skills of the wise mind. Another important skill of the wise mind is to participate. To participate in the life as it is and not obsess over what we want it to be. We'd like it to be, not push it to be something, but to enjoy it as it is in this moment, without superimposing our wants, needs, desires upon it, but to experience as it is in this moment, to participate in it as it is. Not trying to force it to be anything or need it to be anything. Letting go of obsessions, letting go and enjoying the moment as it is, but always using the wise mind to observe ourselves, our feelings, our thoughts, others' feelings, others' words, others' behaviors, others' reactions, curiosity, for the things we like, for the things we don't like, for the things we believe, for the things we don't even want to believe. Observing it all, describing it all, being objective, being realistic, without judging, without jumping to conclusions, and participating in life as it is, not trying to force it to be a certain thing. Life as it is, participate, observe, describe. Participate, observe, and describe with all honesty, all openness, for the good and the bad, the thoughts, the feelings, the reactions, all of it. Knowing always the wise mind knows there's more than one way to see a situation. There's always two truths, two realities. We can like someone, but also know they may not be the best for us. We can like certain things they do and the way they see the world, but also know they need to have this or do this to be a good partner. We can see things in all its complexity, always keeping in mind that there's contradictions and both can be true. You can love someone but know that perhaps they're not the best partner. You can enjoy their company but maybe also know they sometimes don't have your best interests at heart. You can always know that people, ourselves, life, can be complex. There's always an and. It can be more than one thing. You can enjoy them and know they may not be the best partner. You can love their energy and know they may not have you with your best interest at heart. There can be things all the time that are complex. You can have a good friend and enjoy their company and know they may not be the most supportive. There can always be two things, and these things can be contradictory. They can both be true. So always looking for the and. The wise mind knows there's always an and. A-N-D. So take a moment to really think about your wise mind, to bring an image of your wise mind and how you can use your wise mind to help you navigate through life, to navigate the many complexities of other humans, to navigate your needs. Think about how you can use your wise mind, how you can build this part of you even stronger. You can trust yourself, trust your wise mind to always think about what's in your best interest, to see the end, to observe, to describe, to participate, always critically evaluating, curious, never dismissive, noticing all the thoughts, the feelings, behaviors, the reactions in yourself and those in others. Being curious about that, questioning, observing, describing, participating. So as I'm quiet, take a moment to really think about your wise mind, your ideal self, and how you can use this new skill to help you navigate the many challenges others present. This wise mind that you've created is a part of you already. And you'll notice your wise mind can guide you as you observe, as you describe, as you participate, can guide you to the things that are right for you, that meet your needs, that give you satisfaction and fulfillment. Your wise mind takes true pleasure in helping you be calmer, more confident, better able to get your needs met. Your wise mind, as you use it more and more, as it grows stronger, will be able to create a complex tapestry of others. Always keen and aware of yourself and your own complex tapestry and the things that you need, the things that you want, you feel, your reactions. Your wise mind will be more attuned to all of these things, better able to merge all these observations, these descriptions, exactly what you're thinking, feeling, reacting to, knowing, wanting, believing in yourself, and others, even the things I don't wish to see, you'll see. The rational mind, the emotional mind are integral parts of the wise mind. And using the wise mind to help you grow more calm and confident, better able to find the partner, the life choices that are right for you. And you'll notice each and every day, you'll make more and more choices that work better for you, that meet your needs more and more. You'll trust your skills in navigating life. You'll know only you truly can have your best interest at heart. Only you and your wise mind. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 7. And at the count of 7, you'll open your eyes. And you'll feel alert without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy. And now it's time to awaken and become more alert again. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. More aware, more alert of the sounds around, outside the building, outside the room. Six. Able to wiggle your fingers and toes, coming back more and more to the room around you. And when you're ready, at the count of 7, you can open your eyes, feeling relaxed and refreshed, a sense of wonderful well-being.